Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Senator Mark Begich is calling for attention to improving mental health services in the wake of last week's deadly school shooting in Connecticut. The Alaska Democrat introduced a measure aimed at improving mental health services on college campuses following the deadly July shooting at a movie theater in Colorado. Now Begich is hopeful the proposal gains traction in the upcoming Congress. Begich said that after multiple tragedies in this country, more must be done to keep families and communities safe. He said he believes that starts with addressing mental health services in the country. Visitors to Juneau School should expect a little tighter security. The shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School has prompted a look at security at each of the 12 school buildings in the Juneau district. Officials have been reviewing emergency preparedness plans for a variety of situations. Superintendent Glenn Gelbrick says each school will be more diligent about asking visitors to sign in.
You know, in our community where lots and lots of people know one another, sometimes people are a little perturbed by being asked to sign in, especially by someone they know really, really well. But we're going to tighten that up and expect anybody who goes into one of our schools, including staff from the central office, including staff from other schools.
Gelbrick says school visitors should also expect to wear a badge.
Whether they're volunteers or moms and dads or central office staff, custodians, to wear name badges or badges that indicate that they're a visitor, just so people are readily identifiable.
Juneau schools regularly work with fire and police officers on everything from fire drills to being wary of strangers. And Gelbrick says this week kids and teachers are going through drills and having conversations about various safety procedures. Individual school administrators and district officials are also reaching out to parents. The school district website includes information on school safety and helping children cope with violence and tragedy. Security is being reviewed at schools in the Anchorage district following the school shooting in Connecticut. Principals and staff are being reminded to stay vigilant. District officials there say for the most part school went on as usual on Monday. Some teachers held meetings in class so that students could talk about the Connecticut shooting. Hundreds of Alaskans gathered at an Anchorage church for a vigil to remember the people killed last Friday in Connecticut. A bell was rung for the 20 children and 6 adults killed at Sandy Hook Elementary School. And a night of hope and healing, a community gathering, is scheduled for this evening here in Juneau. It's sponsored by the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Community Services Coordinator Lindsay Cato says a recent boating tragedy that claimed the life of 2 brothers, the accidental death of the survivor, and other incidents in Juneau prompted discussion of a community gathering even before the events at Sandy Hook.
We had talked about it a little bit before the shooting, but after the shooting, it was really, really apparent that people want and need some place to come together and support one another in hope and healing.
She stresses community connectedness and says towns generally come together, but in different ways after a tragedy. And she calls the event a safe and healthy way to connect with others.
I guess in my head, it's hug your neighbor.
Cato says it's not a religious event, though various church and Alaska Native leaders will participate in it.
The fact that we've got all of these people from different sides of the community coming together, I think, is the message of support that we're wanting to send.
She also says parents should bring their children, who often portray hopefulness in times of tragedy and grief.
A lot of times with children around, they bring this sense of innocence and hopefulness that's really encouraging. And to have them there, I think, would be very important. And I wouldn't expect people to come without their families, because family support is a big deal in your hope and healing.
A night of hope and healing will run from 6 to 8 p.m. tonight at Northern Light United Church, and that's located at 400 West 11th Street. Weather forecast for the Capital City calls for windy conditions today.